2:32, homecoming week here in Albert Lea. Tom Jones, Jonesy, joins us now because we want to talk homecoming buttons, get you ready for what's going to be a fun night at the Gus tomorrow night. And Jonesy, thank you so much for the time. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Aaron, and all the listeners out there.
So you have many, many, many buttons from homecoming over the years. What's the oldest one you got?
Well, you know, Aaron, my dad passed away in 2018, and I was going through a box of his stuff here about, 6 weeks ago, and I found a bunch of them that are wooden. And my dad graduated in 1947, and I did a little bit of research, found out that they were, you know, buttons for the football team, obviously. And then when World War II was on, they did not use metal buttons. They were using wood buttons. And so they would date themselves to 1945, I think, 46, somewhere in there. Roger Lonning, who was called a professor, he was a longtime librarian at Elberlea High School. I think he's still out at Thorncrest, I believe. He came up with a list he gave me in 2014, and it has a year-by-year homecoming button. Going back, let me just go back on the third sheet here, till 1946. And that one, the 46 one said, "Yay, Team ALHS Football," donated by Apolly Nelson, and it was wood. And so I'm assuming that's the same category style that that the 1946 is, and maybe the same one. I don't have those in front of me right now with my dad, but from my dad's stuff. But yeah, so I can honestly say 1946. Some years they didn't have homecoming buttons. Roger's list had 59 and 58 did not have, doesn't show one anyway. He didn't have one. 56, 55, 54, 53, and 50 did not show up on his list there. But then after that, pretty much every year, 2012, 13, 2011, no homecoming buttons. But, yeah, quite a few. And I don't know, you know, last year, the year before, the kids, I don't think, really have an interest in them that much anymore. So I'm not sure if they still make them or not. But if they do, I usually seem to end up with one.
You know, I was going to ask you that because I have not seen a homecoming button for any school in a long, long time. And, you know, that's too bad because that was a tradition. I mean, when homecoming buttons were for sale, that's one of the first things I was looking for, to pin that on my jacket or put that on my letterman's jacket. It's too bad if they have kind of gone to the wayside.
I think so, too. But just like any collectible today, it seems to have gone to the wayside. As I clean out a house and move into another one, I have a lot of stuff. But the homecoming buttons are kind of one of my pride things, I will say that, because my kids are the fifth generation of Albert Lea. They're actually the sixth generation of my family, fifth to go to Albert Lea High School. And so, you know, I got a little bit of a reason to continue my Tiger pride, as well as being on our broadcast on Friday night. But, Aaron, I'm just going to read through some of the themes here on the buttons. It's kind of neat in the 60s when you were in the protest era and different things like that. There were some neat themes here. We're just going to start with 1961. Tigers trounce them. Homecoming was on October 20th, 1961, so kind of a late homecoming. Albert Lea Tigers homecoming in 62-63. They were conservative and used the same button both years.
Okay.
This is the one that I think is my favorite of all time. The 1964, "We Shall Overcome," and that was kind of a theme back then. 1965, this is a classic, Tiger a Go-Go. Of course, you had the Whiskey a Go-Go, the dance club, I think in New York or Los Angeles, wherever it was. And obviously, that was a big thing. Victory Bound was 1967. Tiger Spirit, 68. Albert Lea Tigers, 69. I Need You Now, Tiger Power, 1970. So that's the 60s version of it. Pound the Packers, I'm a Tiger Fan, Bump 'em Tigers, Tiger Homecoming, Rock the Rockets, Go Fight Win, Tigers Are Tough. Then for some reason, in 1979, I've got one of these, the homecoming buttons were numbered, so they must have had a halftime drawing or something, a little incentive. Stomp the Packers in 1980, Pounce on the Packers, so it looks like we played Austin a lot. 82, Hold the Line, Washburn, Hold Washburn Line. So we were playing Minneapolis Washburn for some reason in 1982. Whip the Spartans in 83. Sock It to the Tommies, 84. Alberley Tigers, 85, get tough Tigers, Alberley versus St. Cloud Cathedral. I remember that game very well. I was one of the first years I was broadcasting on Kate Radio, and Jim Langer, who had been a Minnesota boy, and he had a son playing for St. Cloud Cathedral. He was on the undefeated 72 Dolphins team, was at the stadium, and I went and found him, and he came up and was actually Mike Sullivan's and my halftime guest. That was kind of, I remember that very, very well.
Who's the Tommies? Who's the Tommies? I don't mean to interrupt you.
You know what? I have no idea. St. Thomas Academy out of the cities, I would guess. That'd be my only thought. Because I know for a while there, we were playing some, you know, you play your regular schedule, and then you'd play a non-conference game or two. So that's got to be the Tommies. Here's one that's kind of neat. Of course, the Huskies are now their team name, but back then they were the Indians, and it was Ambush the Indians. That would get away today. 1990, Cherry and Blue Days, Cage the Windhawks. 1991, Cherry and Blue Days. 1992, Cherry and Blue Days, Socket to the Rockets. Tigers are tough. That was actually shaped like a license plate for a car. That's kind of a neat one. That it's blue and with the red letter stuff. The Eagles, Tiger Taxidermy in 94. If they're the Rockets, then we're the Bomb. We're the Bomb, I guess. Okay, the Bomb or the Rockets, okay. Homecoming, 95. Bring out the big guns. We're going bird hunting in 96. Spear the Spartans in 97. Pack them up and send them home. Return Austin. And that was in 98. Put an end to century. Put an end to the century in 99. That's a classic theme right there. Wow. End of the century. When we played century. Hold the Mail. That was kind of, that one was used more than once. ALHS Homecoming Catfight in 03. Pluck the Falcons, 2004. Tiger Scarlets, 2005. Homecoming, Waste the Windhawks, 2006. Lose Windhawks, 2007. Cage the Cougars, obviously Mankato East there, in 2008. All aboard the Pain Train, Homecoming, 2009. So, yeah, that's kind of a go-through of what, I'm going to read a couple of them, too, from the 52. It just said Albert Lee versus Mankato Homecoming. Back then it was just Mankato, one school. Homecoming Albert Lee, Welcome Rochester. That was October 5th, 1951. And Come on Tigers, Homecoming October 7th of 49. So, yeah, kind of a neat history of Albert Lee High School, no doubt about it, Aaron.
Tom Jones with us here on KETE. And Jonesy, so how do we get kids to embrace homecoming buttons? Do we have to make them virtual? Do we have to make them wallpaper on your phone? I mean, how do we bring back what I think is such an important thing? Because what you just went through talking about the Whiskey a Go-Go, I mean, you went through history
yeah.
with what you just sent for buttons. So how do we make them appealing to today's youth? Maybe it just has to be on their phone as wallpaper. I don't know. It's got to be something because we got to find a way to bring them back.
No doubt. And every year when we come out to broadcast the homecoming game, I usually go to the quarterback club table where they sell T-shirts and sweatshirts and stuff and look and see if they've had a homecoming button. And, you know, like I said, the last few years, I think there might have been one in the last 5 years, but, you know, the kids probably just don't even want to buy them anymore. And I'm not sure. I think Wincraft maybe in Winona would be a source to have one custom made for you, but I'm sure there's companies that will do it. But I think, unfortunately, Aaron, a lot of the homecoming true traditions from when I was in school aren't around anymore. They do a lot of different things. They still have the Powder Puff game. I know my daughter's playing in that tomorrow, and it's a field day tomorrow afternoon for the kids. I think they get out of school a little bit early. And but we used to have a dinner when the Elks Club was open. There would be, I shouldn't have a dinner, but a gathering of the quarterback club after the games back, you know, even in the 80s and 90s, and they would have a little social soiree after the homecoming games. And there'd be bonfires at the stadium. There'd be a fire department. And maybe they'll be there tomorrow night. Hopefully they will. They've done that the last few years where they light up a big ALHS in the end zone. But with the synthetic turf out there, it's probably not going to happen. I don't think that would probably be a good idea. you know, there's just some things your guy could bring back. And I've advocated for a parade downtown more than once in the last 20 years, and they've had a couple of them. But I just think it, you know, that brings back that spirit. Now, one thing they're doing, and I haven't had a chance to walk downtown, but I know they have a window decorating contest going on.
Good.
And I know in the past, Aaron, I've loan these buttons out for people to, and that have businesses downtown that wanted to display them. But this year, I never got around to it with my move going on. But it can make for quite a display. I gave some of my neat I had a 1980s Tigers helmet, and I think that's now in Coach Dunn's office that I had, and a couple other things. I gave him a vintage leather football helmet and leather football shoulder pads from the 50s and J.C. Higgins style. A lot of people remember using J.C. Higgins baseball gloves and equipment back then. And so he's got that on display, I think, in his office at school, at the football field, I should say. So, but we're looking forward to the game. Cass and Manorville, very solid squad. I think, no, Aaron, did they get beat by East last week? Am I right
on
that?
They did. They did, yep.
Yes. I've got at least three of the boys I'm coaching in fall baseball will be on the field tomorrow night, maybe possibly fourth. And they were telling me that East had kind of taken to them last week. So they are now going to be probably playing some little bit tougher Big Nine schools here, but I'm sure looking forward to it. The forecast looks great, and the schools, I will say, have tremendous school spirit. The elementary schools all have things going on tomorrow morning, and at my work at Tiger City this morning, the shirts are flying out the door in size little kids 6 and 8 for kindergarten and first graders. We couldn't keep them going enough, fast enough out the door. And so I'll give the teachers and everything in the schools credit for this and getting a lot of spirit. With the nice weather tomorrow night, I think we'll see our first full house out of the Gus.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. Can't wait for the broadcast again. Tom Jones with us here on KATE. And, you know, Jonesy, before I let you go, you mentioned the Powder Puff football game. These games get pretty intense, don't they?
They do. I know my daughter's all pumped up for it. And I went out last year. I just had a laugh so hard. She was a regional punt, pass, and kick champion when she was young. She was one step away from Vikings games. And so I was watching her, and she dropped back to pass and threw an absolute perfect 20-yard spiral to a girl in the back of the end zone, which I think would have been the game-winning touchdown, and the gal dropped it. And my daughter was saying all the way home, oh, she should have caught that. It was a perfect throw. And, but yeah, they do get competitive, and they have a big field. They have a lot of different things going on, and it's such a great venue, too, with the Gus Field. And a guy can get pizza out there, hot dogs, whatever, and then sit outside and watch a game and talk. And I think the Cass and people tomorrow night, I think they've got a nice field over there, but they're going to be very impressed by what we've put out at Alberley High School in the Jim Gustafson Field.
We invite you to come out to the game tomorrow night. If you're coming out there, bring your would say headset, but I guess the best thing now is phones with...
Bring your phone is right.
Bring your phone, listening on the iHeartRadio app with your AirPods or whatever we use for headphones nowadays, and... I want buttons back, Jonesy. Sorry.
I do too. Maybe we'll find out tomorrow night they've had one. My phone's been getting text messages while we're talking, so maybe somebody's texting me that they are.
That would be great.
Having them available. So, yeah, it's just nice to have a memory of it. Now with my two kids in high school, give me a memory of their 3 years in high school, too, at 10th, 11th, and 12th, to have something from that. But whatever. If they decide to make them. If not, I guess we'll just continue on. So I'll continue collecting anyway. What I haven't done, Aaron, and I should do this, because I just picked up a collection of probably 15 buttons that I didn't have from a gal in town here whose husband had been a coach. And I need to go year by year and cross-reference my buttons and see how many I'm missing, actually, out of this collection, because I picked up quite a few new ones. It's kind of neat. More from the 90s, which I wasn't getting any. Right now I've got in my hand a Everly High School 1957 homecoming, and it's got a big shoe with an AL on it stomping a little caricature of a football player. Really cute button. 1957, that's just amazing. That's actually the year that, if he would have stayed in Elberly, Eddie Cochran would have been in that class. So,
wow.
Interesting note there. Yeah, but he left after, I believe, ninth grade. So,
Tom Jones, again, we'll talk more homecoming broadcast with you pregame at 6:45 tomorrow night. Jonesy, thank you for sharing some button history, and looking forward to doing the game tomorrow night.
Hey, Aaron, can I throw one more thing out?
Absolutely.
Here? One of the finds I had, not that, I'll tell you 10 years ago now, but it's a piece of, it's metal, I guess, I don't know what you want to call it, but it's got a football player on it, shaped like a football. It's about 5 or 6 inches tall, and it's got a runner in a Heisman position running a football, and I guess I would say it may be pewter, but on the side it says Minnesota Albert Lee on it. And I know 1 year on a broadcast, I think with Mitch Widmeyer, he took a picture of it and put it on the My Albert Lee Facebook page to see if anybody had recognized what this was. And I still haven't been able to get a vintage on it, how old it is. Nobody's ever seen it before, but I'll send you a picture of it so you can see it. But it's really neat. And I would just wish, because the historian of me says, you know, find out when this is from. And I had bought it at an auction here, 7-8 years ago, I guess. But I've never been able to figure out the year on it. So I'll send you a picture of it when we get off the air here.
That sounds great. Jonesy with us here on KETE. Tom, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
That sounds great, Aaron. We'll look forward to the broadcast.